Thank you, Star. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, March the 3rd, 2015. And this is Live Talk, The Connection. I'm Thungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are talking unintended parenthood among young people and how it has affected some people's lives.
Let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7 and our Twitter page is at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. You can find us on the number +1 202 465 0318.
And for those who want to call us on air, you can give us a call at 001-202-619-2077. Again, the number 202-619-2077, and we will call you back.
And of course, we're also streaming live on the internet where you can catch us, see me and Tunga live in action. And you can find us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also on voandebele.com.
Again, this is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Yes, Ntunga, and today we are talking about youths and how generally a good job and a beautiful family is of importance, but lack of proper planning or unintended pregnancies can shatter their dreams. According to statistics in sub-Saharan Africa, these pregnancies account for more than a quarter of the 40 million pregnancies that occur annually, and they pose socioeconomic challenges to both the young mothers and fathers of these children.
So tonight we are looking into how this issue has affected you as a young person or somebody you know, how it has changed the course of your life, but also how some have overcome it. Ms. T.
Yes.
That's an interesting debate on the Youth Connection tonight.
Yes, and we've already been hearing so much from the young people, and a very interesting topic. They have a lot to say for those who are in the situation, those who have averted it, or those who are giving words of wisdom to some of those who might be dealing with that.
Indeed. Lichona njani sapho leZimbabwe ikudibana kuhlelo lwe The Connection lamhlanje uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Udaba esixoxa ngalo ludaba lwabantu abasakhulayo ontanga abazithola isebe lemuli umuntu engazange wazilungiselela ngokugcweleyo esingathi ngama unplanned pregnancies ikakhulu abatsha amantombazane esikolo abanye bacina bengasaqedanga isifundo zabo ngoba umuntu esuke waba lesisu. Abafana labo umuntu uzithola sengubaba engazange azilungiselele ukuthi abe ngubaba tatenda okusuke kuphazamise kakhulu ikusasa labasakhulayo. Asithi umuntu belungiselele ukuba ngudokotela esithi ngifuna ukubala ngiqinile, ngifuna ukustarta ngitatitshe ngipase esikolo ngibe ngudokotela kumbe ngibe ngumanjinela kumbe ngibe yi-astronaut kumbe ngibe ngumongameli welizwe kodwa ngokungaqoqi kuhle ukungakwazi ukuhlela impilo when it comes to i-parenthood umuntu uzithola engasayenelisi ukubana agcwalisise izifiso zakhe. Wongo muri eZimbabwe nyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi muchirongwa che The Connection chirongwa chevechidiki tatenda sekutaura kwangu inyaya yekuti pane vechidiki vakawanda vanoguma vaita vabereki munhu asati azvigadzirira kuti angava mubereki nokudaro vamwe vakawanda macareers avo anoguma avhiringika ipapo. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi.
Ndiyo nyaya nhasi. Ntunga, ndofunga kuti togona kutanga hedu tichingoverenga macomments abva paWhatsApp nhasi. Saka ndotanga hangu someone named Courage who sent us this message on WhatsApp, and he says, on my side, youths are forced to indulge in sex, yet they don't have careers. The government must occupy them by offering business projects.
valid point that we also have Ms. T, another mm-hmm. message from Alan, who says, the problem with girls of today is that they tend to forget that every guy needs a decent woman in his life. So they should be competing to be the most decent lady in the country. But in today's life, the vice versa is true, thereby on a little marriages sustain. I don't know what the girl's trying to say there.
Yeah.
But he continues, nevertheless, he says, because all the guys need those ladies who look nude only on sex toys, but not as wives. Oh, my goodness.
I think he's...
I don't get him.
We might have to call Alan to tell us what he's saying there. But I think what he's saying...
He has a point, but he failed to,
to articulate. I think what he wants to say is, for young women, you shouldn't be worried about being this prize, but working on becoming, I guess, a wife, in a sense. We'll have to find out from him. I don't want to quote this thing here. But, that's one of the other comments that we have. We also have Emmanuel, who says, I'm not a victim of single parenthood, neither is my wife, but I watch such incidents unfold. The two main factors behind all this are misrepresentation of facts and also unfaithfulness. So I think that's some of the issues maybe that some young people out there are facing. So we'll go on with that and keep reading these comments from some of our listeners and viewers.
Yes, Ms. T. Our producer Yalem tells me that we have our two first guests, mm-hmm. The first one being Dr. Rutendo Bonde, chairperson of the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights. Dr. Bonde, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having me on the program.
Our pleasure. We also have Tatenda Brian Geza, the director of Rishamiso Ambare Arts Initiative. Brian was here last year for mm-hmm. the Young African Leaders Initiative, forum. And he told us then that he was a father, but he was a single parent, mm-hmm. a single father. But it's not been a while and things might have changed.
Maybe. We can
Good evening, Mr. Geza.
Thank you for having me on the program.
Thanks for being with us. Brian, we'll start off with you. As Ntunga said, when we last spoke to you, last saw you, you spoke about, candidly, very much about how you are a single father. Can you talk about that and how, if any way, that has impacted the career you have? Of course, we know that you're the director of Rishamiso Mbare Arts Initiative, which is impacting a lot of young children in the area. Let us know what's going on.
Yeah, the first things first, any other divorce will always bring trauma with it. And the trauma starts with oneself, in this case myself, faced with the task of parenting as well as surrogating out in the community. So that is number one. And also number two, just the issue that you have got these little lives that now really look up to you from more than before when they looked up to the word us, them being both parents. So that was the first trauma that I faced. And looking at the effects of that, they are not just short-term, but they are long-term. And one needs a strong relationship with friends and a close family, hopefully, if they are there. And also not to give up as an individual because it's a long-term healing and stressful process.
Mm-hmm. Looking at also your career, how would you say that was impacted, if any way that it was?
As I said in my first response, it was traumatic. That I cannot run away from because even as you try to work, as I try to work, the mindset will be divided upon the task of being a parent and also of being this activist that needs to deliver certain goals and visions with these young people that rely on me. So So it impacted negatively at first, but in the long run, with support, especially from friends and fellow artists, I managed to gain ground, and I'm still in the process. Yeah, so it's been traumatic, but the positive thing is when you gain ground, when you gain the momentum, when your kids understand what you're going through and they support you in the journey, everything starts to run smoothly, but it will never be so smooth.
That's Brian Geza, a single dad. I actually like Brian's spirit. You know, no matter how long the odds, no matter how difficult the situation might be, the most important thing to do is to pick up the pieces.
Yes, yes.
And move on. Doctor Bonde, you are a doctor and you see it all. How would you say the issue of unplanned parenthood is a factor in Zimbabwe? How rife is it, especially among young people?
You know, the last year's World Population Day focused on the national theme of the rise of teenage pregnancies, and so that can give you an indicator that it's a growing problem in our clinical practice, and it's also a growing problem in the society.
And how has that changed over the time? You know, you're talking about even figures, of course, that we've also seen adolescent pregnancy on the rise. But looking in Zimbabwe's context, has that changed over the years with what's been happening socially and economically?
It has changed. I think that information around how to engage in safe, informed and satisfying sexual relations isn't reaching the adolescent in the manner that we would anticipate. And so, you know, those interventions are not yet, you know, having any fruit if we look at the statistics.
Uyakhuluma lapha uDr. Rutendo Bonde Tatenda. Ukhuluma of course ngokuthi amanani aveza ukubana abantwana abancane ababalezisu besakhula liyaqonga emhlabeni jikelele. Earlier on ngilethemba bazwile abalaleli besikhuluma lo Brian Geza, udirector wezishamiso Mbare Arts Initiative. Brian is a single father. Ungubaba wehlukana lo nkosikazi wakhe engalokho nguye okhangela abantwana, nguye okhusela abantwana. Ukhuluma ngokuthi amazwi akhe uthi nxa ungosakhulayo uthe wazithola ukuleso simo akumelanga you know uhlukhalale ngempilo uthi you know sokukubi ngenzeni. Hatshi, uthi uBrian njengakwenzayo yena qina ube labangane, ube lezihlobo eziyakwanisa ukukunika usekelo. And at the end of the day, uthi hayi, kusanzimanyana kodwa seyenelisile uBrian ukuthi aqhubekele phambili ngempilo yakhe.
Zvinoshanda, zvinofamba.
I
think we have another one of our guests, Antunga, who is joining us on the line. That is Ms. Linda Mpofu, who is a women's rights activist. Ms. Mpofu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I think you came in the middle of Ntunga giving us a brief of what our other guests have spoken about. But can you talk about your view when we look at the issue of unintended pregnancy and how it might affect young people, mainly looking at, you know, their ability to continue on with their careers and also even the issue that they might even be stuck in a standstill where they can't continue doing that?
Having a child is quite a very huge responsibility, but then it's not that huge when you've got a support system. I'm talking about if you've got your mother, your sisters, your aunts, that will actually help you take care of that child so that you can also look at the other side of your career. So it's definitely there's a need for a support system at home who will be helping you take care of that child. It's quite difficult if you're just alone, alone at home and you're looking at that child and you're also looking forward to your career. That's when it really becomes so difficult and hard.
Qhubeka kubambile khonapho uMampofu vageza ndimbo uya kwamuri timbo tigaga nerurimi rwamai mataura imimi kuti muri single father uyezve mukati you are really trying your best to move forward, pick up the pieces and dust yourself up and move forward. See mungati dambudziko iri kana muchitarisa shamari dzenyu vamwe vamunosangana navo mazuva ese idambudziko rakanyanya sei kune vechidiki.
Ndichitadza vechidiki ndofunga mapepa nhau tingoverenga nhaurwa kuti misi nenguva vazorambana abata matsamba paWhatsApp vazowanikidzwa vari muimba dzekubhadhara idzi dzatoti mabrotho nemaloji. Dambudziko riri kukura zvakanyanya ende tikada kuzvitarisisa hatisi kutarisa kuti dambudziko riri kubva pa kuti ini chitarisa mandoshandira munharaunda yembare chiri kuitika kazhinji kachona mukaona kuti more than 90% vemazere edu of the youth are unemployed. At the end of the day, there is these unwanted pregnancies because there's nothing to do at the end of the day. They end up engaging themselves in illicit behavior. Zvatotaura kuti vanenge vakupinda nemabasa asina kunaka nekuti havana zvekuita vechidika. Vamwe ndovatopedza takuona vane mimba dzisina kuplanwa dzatotaura nezvazvo. Vamwe ndovanopedzera vakurova zvinodarika kudhaka chaiko chaiko. Nemuenzaniso tine mabronclie, tine mapikicha atinoti madasbam. Vanhu varohwa nezvinhu izvi vanhu vavaita zvavaita vana vechidiki vachanosangana pabonde paakubuda izvo zvirwere zvaakuchechetera mastis nemastds. In the end, sometimes with these unwanted pregnancies, therefore unplanned families, in the long run, 1-3 months down the line, taona madivorce ari kuincrease nekuti vari kuita izvi pasina kutsarukano, pasina kuyatsogadzikwa pasi kuti munhu atarise kuti tsarukano yangu kumberi yakamira sei.
You know what, Ntunga, sezvataurwa naBrian, tine muteereri ambotumira message yake paWhatsApp, audio message yake, and angachitaura masimilar issues ipapo kuti vanhu vechidiki vari kuita maissues akawandisa. Saka let's play that clip tomboteerera kuti atichii muteereri wedu anonzi Carrington.
Dambudziko rikusangana naro ratikusangana naro nderekuti vana vazhinji vanokura zvakasiyana-siyana. Vamwe vanofiwa nevabereki vanavana vadiki, vamwe vanenge vana vabereki asi vabereki vavo vanenge vasingakwanisi kuvachengeta zvakanaka. Saka ndo vana vati kuzoona vari kurumidza kupinda muwanano. Izvi zviri kuzoita dambudziko rekuti vamwe vavo vanogona kutiza dzimba idzi tozoona vamumastreets. Vamwe vacho vanenge vakupinda mabhawa vaakutsvaga mari nenzira dzisiridzo. Saka tichikumbira dai hurumende yaisa zvirongwa zvekuti vechidika vaone zvimwe zvokuita panzi vekuti vamhanye kupinda muwanano vapiwe maprojects anokwanisa kuti vavabatsire kuti vapunduke muupenyu, dzingava kupfuya huku, kurima magadheni, kusona, kuvaka nemamwe mabasa emaoko ari nyore kuti anotora nguva diki kuti vadziiswe vachibva vatanga kuita mabasa iwayo, zvoendesa upfumi hwenyika mberi uye zvichibatsirawo ivo vechidiki vacho.
That there was one of our listeners, Carrington, letting us know his view. And Ntunga, just like Brian said, you know, there's the issue that young people are spending too much time not having anything to do. And I think, you know, he points out that this things that the government should be assisting them in giving them jobs so that they can occupy their time. And I think, as Brian said, it is a common issue and we can't, something that we can't ignore. You know, the issue of not having jobs leads to free time, which then leads to some extracurricular activities that, you know, might not be safe or just. But Dr. Bondendo Dzokera Kwamuri, I want to, if I remember correctly, you're also a single mother, but you are a doctor and you've made a career. Can you talk about that and let us know, you know, your story, just so we can also talk about, you know, that even out of this, people are able to make their way and, you know, become a career women and men.
I am a single mother. I did have my son at the end of my degree in medicine, where I had already studied for 7 years. And then while I was in my first attachment in a hospital, I didn't feel that the relationship was right for me. And I knew that I would be able to look after the child. And I made a conscious decision to say that I'm a professional, I'm an earner, I can put a roof over my own head and the head of my son. And I was mentally prepared to go the distance by myself. And of course I had, and I still have a very supportive family. And that has really made the difference. So it was not a teenage pregnancy. I was well into my 20s by the time I had my son. I then made the decision of not getting into marriage because it was not the right thing for me.
Uyakhuluma lapha uDokotela Bonde, ungumzali oyedwa uthi ulomntwana, njalo ukhuluma ngokuthi waba lomntwana wakhe sezaqeda izifundo zakhe zokuba ngudokotela, wabona ukuthi ukungena emendweni lo I'm not ready for it. Wasethatha ke isinqumo sokuthi etshiyane lakho, kodwa ungumzali uthi uyenelisa ukukhusela imuli yakhe. Yikho okuqakathekileyo khona ukuthi umuntu, you know, when the chips are down, try to pick up the pieces and move on. Mampofu, ngize kuwe ngutshele kancane ngikubona lapha eMelika. Abantwana abancane, uthola abantwana balama 14, 15 years, 16 years, babe sebelabantwana. Kodwa engikubonayo uthi engaqeda umlando ukuba ngumama, sokukhulakhulile okungumntwana kwakhe lapha, abuyele esikolo, ayeqedisa izifundo zakhe. It's not ukuthi bonke bayakwenza khonoko, but abaningi sengibabonile benza njalo. EZimbabwe ngiyazi umuntu engabalesisu ikakhulu esikolo kubo secondary uhlaxotshwe. Ngingazi kathezi njengoba sengile 6-7 years ngasuka, kodwa umuntu oyinkazana engabalesisu esesikolo uyalithola na ithuba lokubana abuyele njalo aqedise isifundo.
Yebo kambe, Nkomo, kuyenzakala sibili ukuthi senge ngakubona. Mina ngihlala duzane kwesikolo okuthiwa yiGwanda High. Senge ngababona sibili amantombazana ezifuqela nje isisu sakhe esiya esikolo. Kodwa uhlupho oluba khona yikubana nxa esethe wafika esikolo, laba abanye ngathi ubhururu bakhe kumbe intanga yakhe ziyabe sezimina kumbe sezihlala zimhleka. Umntombazana lo ungena phakathi kwesinye isimo esibuhlungu kakhulu, ngoba abantwana basebekwazi ukuthi wenzeni ukuze abe lesisu leso. Yikho-ke uyathola esedetshwa emabhodini, esehlekwa, kumbe nxa yethuthuthi yenza lokhu abantu bamhleke, umntwana lo aze agcina esekela ukuthi ahambe esikolo ngesisu sona leso sikhulu. So engikubonayo kungaba ngcono yikubana abantwana sibili baqonde ukufundisa ukubana ukuzithwala kwesinye isikhathi kuyabe kuyimisteki engathi ukuthi yikho-ke umuntu la emele aphiwe ithuba lokubana aphendule esikolo, angahlekwa, aqede nje isikolo sakhe azifundile. yikho okwenzakala esibili ngapha ithuba baliphiwa sibili abantu ukuthi amantombazane ukuthi hayi lesisu sakho buya uzogcedisa isikolo kodwa uhlupho yilona lolo nje lwabani abantwana abakhona khonapho abagcina sebemhleka sokungani vele uyenze enye isindaba aphendula yendaba engakazibonakali.
Indeed, thank you. Linda, please do stay on the line. Linda is one of our guests, as well as Brian Geza and Dr. Rutendo Bonde. Please do stay on the line now. Misty, time for a recap of our headlines, right?
Yes, indeed. As we usually tell people on Tuesdays, we are also broadcasting news daily in Shona, English, and Ndebele. So we want to give you the daily headlines.
The factional fighting in ZANU-PF took a legal turn today, with expelled officials Didmus Mutasa and Rugare Gumbo dragging President Robert Mugabe and former party chairman Simon Kaya Moyo to court, seeking the nullification of their ouster in the National Congress held in December. Mr. Moyo and Mr. Mutasa are citing the party as the first respondent, President Mugabe the second and Kaya Moyo the third. Former ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa and former Mashonaland West Chairman Temba Muliskwa are officially out of parliament. This after House Speaker Jacob Mudenda declared Headlands and Wurungwe West constituencies vacant today following a request by ZANU-PF for the two to be withdrawn. Mutasa and Muliskwa were expelled from the party 2 weeks ago. Movement for Democratic Change leader Morgan Tsvangirai has vowed to continue pressing the ZANU-PF government to institute democratic and electoral reforms ahead of the 2018 elections.
Those there were our headlines. And I'll come back to you, Dr. Bonde. To start on, it's Shona. And Rukufunza uti, wechi diki wanofana kuta say, kana wawona uti wane numbu, and wane ma questions kutu wane uta say moving forward.
Tishitarisa, mtemu wedu we Zimbabwe, uriko watina shandisa, mtimu wedu hauna mvumo kuti paitike nungu dzino bviswa neimwe nzira unless iri nungu ye kuti munhu abatwa chibharo kana kuti nungu iyoyo ine inokwanisa kuisa mai kana kuti mwana panjodzi. Saka Zimbabwe abortion is not legal. Saka kana munhu wechidiki aona kuti izvo abata pamuviri asina kuronga tinenge takuona kuti izvo angabatsirike sei kuti zvazvitaurwa nevatauri vamwe kuti how do you pick up the pieces. Unowana sei mukana wekudzokera kuchikoro, unowana sei mukana wekuzviriritira wasununguka mwana wako zvakanaka. Tinotarisa isusu ongororo machiremba tichiti nhumbu dzinana mai vachiri vechidiki under 18 inhumbu dzine njodzi dzakawanda. Those are higher risk pregnancies. Tinokurumidza kuti vasikana vanenge vaona kuti vabata pamuviri vasati vasvika 18 years vakurumidze kubhukisa.
Dr. Bonde,
usasunge ba nhumbu yako.
So, sorry, Dr. Bonde.
Batsirwa kuti uzosununguka.
Dr. Bonde,
ubate munhu wako mupenyu.
Jimbo, mirai pa line. Just hold on. We just want to end at this portion of the connection on Live Talk as we transition over to the internet. So, Ntunga, where should our listeners go if they want to continue hearing the program?
Vayakwanisa ukuya ku www.voazimbabwe.com. Abe radio ekhaya lilale khona ngapho kodwa lingayikatshana Bonde, lo Brian, lo Linda.